cats in a medically supportive role, part 4. Cats just have this special thing about them. I know they are angels sent to us when we need them. They are smart as well as affectionate, and such good companions. Mottle used to wait on the drive until Keith came home from work. I did my best to always be at least awake when he got home, as his hours of work could have him coming home at any time of the night. He could always count on Mottle to be there, though, awake and alert, ready to jump up into his arms and bury herself deep into his work clothes. So our Mottle was a great companion. Our children have their own cats now, and I see that same love with them and with the next generation of family. It's marvellous that such an animal could be created to be of such comfort and joy to each individual. One of my daughters is a busy executive and leads a lonely life otherwise. Her Leo serves her well as a comfort and a loyal companion to her. Our grandchildren in another family just dote on their cat, and through my books they are learning why cats do certain things, so that's been helpful for them. The question has been raised as to whether a cat can be as supportive as a dog. Well, I think that there are two worlds, a dog world and a cat world. Dogs are desperately needed in rehabilitation situations, such as guide dogs or as companion dogs, and they can be taught to fetch and carry. From my own experience with cats, I'm not sure that they can be taught such much-needed skills. Dogs have their place in a world filled with anxiety for many people who need service, whereas I think that a cat can provide emotional and therapy support. Dogs are much needed where there is a person with physical limitations, whether it be a disability, both physical and emotional. Their special training helped many people in the world to get on in life, where without their dog, the quality of their lives would be severely hampered. And that is the end of part 4.